Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, August 8th. It is no longer illegal to break into a hot vehicle to rescue a child or a dog. A new law goes into effect today that would waive liability for a Good Samaritan. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
The law requires someone to first try other options, such as unlocking the door and calling 911. But if a Good Samaritan chooses to break down a window, they won't be liable. Republican Representative Lori Sain of Firestone is one of the main sponsors of the bipartisan bill. She says it's common sense
to, you know, help people take the steps to save a life.
Sain says the measure aims to educate people on how quickly cars can reach searing temperatures. According to the nonprofit Kids and Cars, 37 children have died from heat stroke this year after being trapped inside a vehicle. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Fire safety advocates are advising families to make a plan for their pets. Eric Galatis has this story.
Wildfire season is in full force, and safety experts are encouraging people to keep their pets in mind in the event of evacuation. Faith Berry with the National Fire Protection Association says it's important to have a plan of action ready not only for family members, but also for dogs, cats, horses, or any other pet at risk. She says preparing a pet evacuation kit could be an important tool for saving an animal's life.
That would include information about your vet, information about special diet requirements for your pet, as well as harnesses, food, and phone numbers written down in a notebook because sometimes cell phones don't work.
Barry says pet owners should also make plans with neighbors. They could be helpful for getting pets out of harm's way if a wildfire moves in while owners are at work or can't get back to the house. Preparation for wildfires is becoming more important. An Environmental Protection Agency study last year found the frequency and size of wildfires have been steadily on the rise since 1983.
It does appear that there are more frequent wildfires and also that they're increasing in intensity and severity. So it is good to have a plan in place and to look at what your pet needs.
Barry says it's critical to sweep leaves and needles off of decks, clean gutters, and keep at least the first 5 feet around homes clear to reduce the risk of fire. Her group's website, nfpa.org, has more helpful tips on how to protect homes from fires and keep animals safe. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
Bears have been very active so far in the state this year, with multiple sightings on the western slope and even in some bigger cities on the Front Range. Unusual weather patterns and a search for food drives the bears closer and closer to humans, setting the stage for dangerous conflict. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officers are reminding people to be bear aware and take simple precautions when dealing with our ursine neighbors. Southwest Region Public Information Officer Joe Lewandowski spoke with KVNF News.
We had a late freeze in many areas of western Colorado. We had a freeze in the first week of June, which is late. Unfortunately, that freeze hit right when plants were flowering that provide food for bears later on, you know, in the summer, oak brush, a lot of different berry plants, and so we don't have as much food available, and it was very dry for a long time, so a lot of food sources kind of dried up. I don't know if this moist weather we've had, you know, the last couple of weeks might help, but it's been, you know, bears obviously have been looking further and wider for food, and so we're asking people to button up their places a little tighter so that we can avoid conflicts with bears, you know, in neighborhoods and residential areas.
People need to be especially careful about bears as the fall approaches. Bears are in a state of hyperphagia when they must eat all the time to store enough fat for hibernation this winter. Human garbage attracts hungry bears, and the key to preventing bear encounters is to keep food waste secure.
Time of year when they're really going into their heavy eating phase because they have to prepare for hibernation. They go into hibernation basically because their food sources disappear, you know, late in the fall, And so this is the time when bears will be eating 20,000 calories a day and eating almost nonstop. And so they'll be looking for food wherever they can find it. Bears definitely prefer natural food sources, but if they find easy sources of food in a residential area or, you know, rural subdivision, they're going to stay in that area looking for more food. The other thing with, especially in the North Fork area, you've got a lot of fruit production. Those bears, they have long memories. They know from year to year where to find fruit. So people really need to make sure they're protecting their fruit crops. And a lot of them have with good fencing and electric fencing and things. But if people haven't, they need to start paying attention to that now. Really, the key is to keep your garbage secured. If you've got a shed or something like that, keep it inside until the day of pickup. Don't let your garbage overflow out of your can if it's sitting outside. Try to clean up your trash cans, wash them out, and keep odors down because bears are really attracted to odors. They have a very powerful sense of smell.
Bears have been seen throughout the listening area, and multiple encounters have been recorded. If you do encounter a bear, there are some techniques that help prevent the situation from becoming dangerous.
Make bears feel uncomfortable. If you see a bear in the neighborhood, it's okay to yell at it, bang pots and pans together, throw stuff at it, try to get it moving along. Don't approach the bear, and if a bear is acting unusually aggressive, maybe trying to get into a car, into a building, or showing no fear of people, that's when we need those folks to call our office and report that activity so our officers can go out there and try to find out what's going on and see if this bear is indeed, you know, a threat to human health and safety.
The phone at Lewandowski's office has been ringing all summer as more and more people are calling in bear questions and sightings. Some of the calls have ended with parks and wildlife officers euthanizing bears if they are deemed a threat to human safety.
In the Gunnison area, there hasn't been too many. In the North Fork, it's a very, you know, you've got great habitat there, you know, in the Paonia, Hotchkiss area, great bear habitat. So we've had more activity up there. The Montrose area, there's been a lot of activity there. I mean, we get calls every day. Hard to say how many, you know, we don't track every call that we get, but we do get, we have gotten a lot of calls. And unfortunately, you know, we have had to put down some bears, but that is something that happens every year. We do have a healthy bear population in Colorado, so euthanizing bears that are problems, that's not any sort of threat to the overall population. We don't like to do that. It's the worst thing that a wildlife officer has to do is put down a bear. But if that bear is showing some behavior that's aggressive, you know, human safety is our first priority.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould.